Blog Talk Radio.
Right now via your cell phone or your home phone, your landline or whatever,
at any time, you can press the number one, and that'll let me know that you want to comment or you want to be on the air and comment on today's episode. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome to the show, guys. Now, today's weather, we're looking right now here in ATL at 48 degrees. So it's not bad outside. 48 degrees right now. We're looking at a high of 54 today with a slight chance of rain and a low tonight of 27. So it's going to be cold tonight, guys. So if you're going to be out tonight, please bundle up because it's going to be below freezing. Now, tomorrow on Friday, it's going to be a sunny and 55 with a low of 30. Again, below freezing at night. But we rise up on Saturday to 66 degrees with sunshine, and Sunday, 72 degrees with sunshine. So it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. Sunday, you have a chance of rain, okay? Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is, come on. Here it is. Today's word of the day is moxie. M-O-X-I-E. Moxie is the word of the day, and moxie is a noun, and it means energy, pep. You gotta love. You hear people say you got a pep in your step today. That's moxie. Moxie is energy or pep. Another meaning for moxie is courage, determination. And the last meaning they show is know-how, all right? So someone that really knows how to do something has moxie, okay? Know-how, energy, pep, courage, determination, moxie, all right? That's a great word. Let's see. Anything in the news I want to talk about? Not really. So let's get into today's show. But one thing I do want to say is I know I mentioned about Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter. What's her name? Bobby Christina. Now, they say she's doing a little better, and they moved her from the hospital to a little, I guess, or somewhere of that sort. Now, they live in Roswell, okay, Georgia, somewhere. It's actually north of Atlanta, and when I was running my business, when I ran my courier service, and I was running my limousines, I used to frequent Roswell. I did a lot of stuff in Roswell. I knew it quite a bit. And one time I was having lunch with an attorney friend of mine up there, and we went to Fuddruckers up there in Alpharetta. And when we were there, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston pulled up the Fuddruckers. He got out. She stayed in the car. He got out and came into Fuddruckers and got their lunch. I guess they had called it in or whatever, and he came in and got their lunch. And I saw her sitting in the car holding a little dog. So they live up there. Well, they lived up there in Roswell. So I guess Bobby Christina still lived there. And That's where she was in the hospital up there in Roswell at North Fulton Hospital. So, again, I don't know if she's going to come out of this. I hope she does. But things doesn't look good for her and the family. Today's show is entitled, Five Things Men Need in a Relationship, but Women Fall Short of Doing. Five Things Men Need in a Relationship, but Women Fall Short of Doing. Now, before I do this, I don't want you women, and I know it's going to happen anyway, the way women are, is to send me all these messages saying, Frank, you don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy. This and that, yada, yada. I do that for my man, all this stuff. Okay? Because this is not me. I didn't write this article. Okay? I did not write this article. As a matter of fact, this guy named, I can't pronounce his first name, Shaughnessy Haynes. Shaughnessy R. Haynes. He wrote this article, okay? And I'm going to read through it, and then I'll probably, if I have time, I'll go back. I'm sure I will. I'll go back and maybe hit on a couple of things that I feel are significant. But I'm going to read through this article, and so you guys just kind of sit back and listen, and all the ladies who are listening to the show, again, this is not my, these are not my words. I did not write this article, but I think it will help. It'll help you guys in your relationship. It may be one of these things may be something that you are falling or you are dropping the ball on in your relationship, okay? I had one friend of mine say that, Frank, maybe that's why I'm not married yet because of my ways. Well, maybe so, but I think there's someone out there for you. But again, in any relationship, there has to be compromise. All right, here we go. Five things men need in a relationship, but women fall short of doing. This prefaces the article by saying one of the most amazing things that can happen is finding someone who sees everything you are and won't let you be anything less. They see the potential of you. They see endless possibilities. And through their eyes, you start to see yourself the same way. If you're lucky enough to find this person, never, ever let them go. Now, when I read through the article on yesterday, I did find some bad grammar in here. So I'm going to read through it. So if something sounds bad, you guys forgive me for that. When you're in a relationship, you have to make compromises. I just said that. You have to make compromises, sacrifices. You must have understanding and a pure love. You would all agree to that, right? You must also dig deep into your partner's soul to have knowledge of the things that really make them tick and what they really want to accomplish from the relationship. You can never enter a relationship with just focus on what you want because the relationship will fail every time. When you decide to make the commitment to be someone's better half, that's exactly what you have to become in their life. You have to be there happy when they are sad, when they are down. They're right when they are wrong. However, if you go into a relationship doing all the things that caused all your other relationships to fail, you can be certain that the current one won't last long either. A relationship is similar to a job. You show up every day, do your job, and get paid. In a relationship, don't expect it to last long if you're not consistently doing your job and doing it the correct way. Just like with any real job, if you're underperforming, you will simply be replaced with someone who can get the job done. Many relationship failures always focuses on what men need to improve on to make a relationship work. But women oftentimes drop the ball in some major areas as well. Some men would be mute to the issue, but I'm here to enlighten you ladies that the five things I'm about to mention will make any man love you, cherish you, and wife you if you consistently present these standards to him. Most women don't view these issues as important and have a lack thereof in the relationship. But if your relationship fails, I can guarantee your man will mention one of the issues I'm about to list as a contributing factor that led to the relationship ending. We're going to start with number five, being his peace. Fellas, I'm sure you can relate to this. After a long, hard, and tiring day at the job, the last thing you want to hear when you make it home or talk to your lady is fussing. You don't pick up your shoes up off the living room floor. You forgot to text her at 2:04 p.m. Her messy and miserable friend saw you talking to a female in Walmart who was your cousin. But now you have to try to explain that. Who wants to go through all that, even on a peaceful and lax day, leaving the job? Women choose horrible times to pick their battles. And the battles, in general, they choose to be angry about most of the time does not warrant to begin with. A man is created to be a leader, to be at the helm of a relationship, to plan and execute. He can master that role if he has mental he can't master that role if he has mental anguish upon him from you bickering about petty issues. I understand there are things who are a concern for you, and they do need to be addressed, but you ultimately have to be your man's peace and calmness in every situation. Make sure you comfort him. Allow him some leisure time before you attack him. Ask him about his day. What can you do to make it better? Okay, and listen to his issues and try to help him find a solution. Help him find a solution to fix them. That's what a better half is supposed to do right. When you're ready to approach your man with an issue, remember, he is still your man, so it's a level of respect that should always remain for him. Approach him in a respectful and professional way. Let him know you need to have a discussion with him. Present your issue in a calm way and allow him time to refute the issue you're bringing up. Don't bully the conversation by over-talking and not listening. Also, never listen with the intent to reply. Communicate like adults. I better go back and say that again. Present your issue in a calm way and allow him to refute the issue you're bringing up. Don't bully the conversation by over-talking and not listening. Also, and this is in all caps, never listen with the intent to reply. Okay, ladies, communicate like adults are supposed to do. every issue doesn't have to be an argument or fight. It's definitely fine to hold him accountable for his actions, but you also have to be accountable for yours. If you have an issue with your man and then you bring it to him in a negative way, it will only end in a bad way. I'm not a mathematician, but I do know a negative plus a negative will never equal a positive. Be his peace. Number four, lack of support. Ladies, it's a Sunday. Your man has worked all week. Put food on the table. Make sure all the bills are paid. I'm sorry, let me go back. Ladies, it's a Sunday. Your man has worked all week. He's put food on the table. He's made sure all the bills are paid. All the kids' fees are paid. And he has a basketball game at 3 p.m. You should be there, front row, pom-poms in your hand, and ready to scream at the top of your lungs before they even open the gym. Support comes in many different ways, forms, and avenues in a relationship. The feelings of knowing our lady will support us in everything we do gives us a passion to want to do more. Support our ideas and different ventures we may have for our life. Understand that men do certain things that you may not understand at times, like jump out of a plane with no parachute. I really hope we're not that crazy. But if we do, we expect to have your support in everything we do. Tell your man how good that bow tie looks on him. Tell him you prefer the fade over the dreads. Let him know how great of a father he is. You love how the cologne smells on him. All these are forms and examples of support. Your job on a minute-by-minute basis throughout the day is to build your man up and not tear him down. To encourage him, allow him to lead, provide, and be a man. Support gives us courage to do and want more for not only ourselves, but for the family as well. If you want him to go back to college to finish his degree, have that brain food waiting for him before he goes to class. If you want him to be in church more, start finding any reason to invite him to church so he can get into the groove of going. Support is imperative and a must for a man. Number three, lack of intimacy. I'm pretty sure all the fellas who are reading this post couldn't wait until I got to this lack thereof. Intimacy is very important and a must have in every relationship. Now, let me define the real definition of intimacy. Intimacy, in my opinion, isn't just sexual intercourse. If your man is pressing you into intercourse and you're not ready for that yet, then you may want to walk away from him at that moment because no woman should be forced to do something they do not feel comfortable doing. When I refer to intimacy, I'm speaking in a sense of a man's backaches as well. Rub his back. A man works on his feet all day. Rub his feet. A man has to bathe at night as well. Have his bath water ran for him. Men like intimate settings of romance. Light candles and have it sexy when we make it home from work. Lastly, time day is not, I repeat, is not a woman-only holiday. You can at least pick him up a pair of socks or a screwdriver. When I speak about intimacy, that is what I refer to, the non-sexual contact. Sex plays a huge role in the relationship, and although I have done it, I won't condone premarital sex. So however you want to handle your relationship in that area is totally up to you and your partner. The key is communication, consistency, and understanding. You need to know what intrigues your man and implement it into the relationship by any means. Once again, ladies, remember, you're whining about rubbing your man back and feet, but it's another woman out there who is willing to rub more than that for him. Don't allow yourself to be outplayed by a woman who is nowhere near the standard your man deserves. Number two, lack of attention. Ladies, you go to work, you go to school, you take care of the kids, go work out, cook, clean, go to Bible study, and took a few Avon orders, and that's all before 12 noon. So now you're dreadfully tired and have no energy to do anything else the rest of the afternoon. This is something that happens far too often in too many relationships in the modern day society. Your man should always be a top priority, if not the top priority, in your relationship. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do after thanking God is texting or calling him to tell him good morning. Throughout your hectic day, you need to incorporate him as many ways as possible, even if it's something as simple as a text message to say, hi, baby, just thinking about you. All men love attention, and it's something that all men require. Most men won't come out and admit they feel a lack of attention, but let's be real. What's the main reason most men cheat? Because another woman is showing or giving him something you're lacking. Number one, lack of respect. Ladies, most of you do not realize you're dropping the ball in this category. All men, regardless of the level he is on, requires respect. Now, I can honestly admit, not all men deserve respect, especially if he's a deadbeat father, verbal or physical abuser, or compulsive cheater. But the good men definitely do. When you choose to be with a certain man, you are agreeing to be with him and everything that comes along with him. You never should get with a man and think that you will be able to change him into the man you want him to be once you two become a couple. You have to respect that man that he is and have confidence that he will fix the issues you have addressed you don't like, but you also have to be patient and allow him to do so. Never allow yourself to get so angry with the man that you talk down to him, belittle him, defame him, or attack his character. If you're with a man that makes you stoop that low, you need to reevaluate and raise your standards when it comes to picking men. Your role as his woman is to be his better half at all times and never anything less than that. In conclusion, if you're having major issues in your relationship, it's probably because you're lacking in one of the areas I mentioned above. Let's take a brief pop quiz. Take 5 minutes to ask your man, what can you do to make the relationship better? And let's see if he mentions one of the areas I just listed. They're all imperative to making a relationship work from your end, ladies. Society puts so much emphasis on a man respecting a woman and showing her attention, making her a priority, that I feel they drop the ball on making sure women reciprocate those same qualities towards her man. It's okay to love hard, but make sure you love smart. All right, so guys, I got about a minute left in the show. And again, that was a great show. It was good stuff. If you want to hang on after the show is over, I'll talk a little bit more, just a couple of more minutes after the show is over, after I get my internet people off, and we'll go from there. If you want to comment, just remember to just hit the number one, and we'll talk. Now, I got just a few seconds, so hang on just a few seconds, guys. Okay, guys, so again, so anyway, I think that was a good show. I had there were a lot of people up on the show and listening, I think. But you know, that wasn't something where I wanted to knock women over the head with or anything like that. That was something that I just wanted to make women aware. Sometimes we, and I say we because I'm saying men and women, we tend to forget some of these things in our relationship. And if at sometimes I can put this type of stuff out there on the show, then you have it in your mind. At least you may have it in your mind for a little while, a month, 2 months, a week, whatever. But right now, that's in your head, these five things. And some of the things jumped out at you. So if those things jumped out at you, then those are the things that you should implement into your relationship. Maybe that's something that you're dropping the ball on. So if it is, I would suggest that you grab a hold of it and start to implement it into your relationship and see what happens. I mean, I don't know this guy that wrote this article, but it was pretty good to me. You know, if you kind of turn that around for men, men could do the same thing. Men could start seeing something in there that could help them in their relationship, help them do more with their woman, okay? And I love the part. I love the part that says, Valentine's Day is not a women-only holiday. I mean, Valentine's Day is not a holiday, but, you know, that's the way people think of it as a holiday. And it's not women only. I know so many times, you know, when I was running my courier business at Valentine's Day, people call me saying, can you go into this flower shop, pick up these flowers, and drop them off to my wife for me? Well, no, I can't. I'm busy. I got other things to do. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that that's not just for women. Women, please don't put that pressure on your man about flowers, candy, or something like that for Valentine's Day. It's no big deal. And if it is a big deal to you, then please tell your man, Valentine's Day is a big deal to me, so take care of me on Valentine's Day. And I guarantee you he will. But if you don't tell him that, he may not do something that's up to par for you, and you'll feel a certain way about him. But at the same time, if you turn that around and do something for him on Valentine's Day, I guarantee you, his eyes will light up. He may give you something that you want after that. But, you know, all I'm saying is that don't treat Valentine's Day as it's just something for you, ladies. Don't let your man get out there and buy you flowers and all this stuff, take you to dinner and all this, and you don't reciprocate. Okay? He can get you flowers, he can get you candy, he say, babe, I'm taking you out to dinner at this nice restaurant. When you go out to dinner at this nice restaurant, when they bring the check, listen, when they bring the check, grab that check. Say, honey, I'm paying for this tonight. Hey, it's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Y'all take care of yourselves. Have a great day. Have a great night. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same place, same time, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, thanks for staying over, guys. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.